The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen, the Amen. Daf Kufhet, today's daf is being studied, the Nishmat Malad Zekenati. יפה בצרה ולעינו נשמת אברהם בן אסתר והשם תנחם בגן עדן אמן תראה דף בן סטד רפואה שלמה משה בן דינה אין הרפנדו רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף ורפואתו כרבה לבו וכן ירסון ונאמר אמן we begin today's דף on קוף זיין עמוד בית and we start with the words אמר רב ששת which are basically a cross from the bottom to ספות כגון draw a line right across and you'll see אמר רב ששת אמר רב ששת רב ששת said הטוען, טענת, גנה בפקדון. A person has, let's say, he's a שומר חנם. And he's טוען, טענת, גנה. He says, the item got stolen. Edim came along and proved that he actually stole it himself. כיוון ששלח בו יד. Which means, if he used the פקדון before he actually made the שבועה, if he actually used it, so then he is patur. What is the reason for it? Of Sheshat. So the way he learns the pesukim is as follows: Hachikam arachmana, the neklav baal habayit ela Elohim, which means the shomer comes in front of bedin to swear his ta'anat that it was nignav. That's what the Torah is telling us over here. Imlo shalach yado. Only in the case im lo shalach yado, if he did not use the item, has shalach yado. But if he used the item, which he's really not allowed to do, shalach yado patur. And therefore, if let's say he finds out to be a shakran on the shavuah, he will not be chayav kefir. So again, we had a machloket on yesterday's daf on this subject that in which case is the shomer chinam chayav kefir when he's torn ta'anat ganav, went both ways. Some said dafka he also was used the pekadon. Some said even when he doesn't. So according to Rav Sheshat, it's only in a case of where he did not use the pekadon for himself, but once he's sholeach bo yad, he is indeed patur, and that's the way he learns the pesukim. Amar le Rav Nachman. So the Gemara has a question. Rav Nachman asked Rav Sheshat. V'ado shalosh shavuot b'shvein oto. There are three shavuot that they make the shomer chinam that says it got stolen. They make him make three swears. Shavuot shlo pashati ba. Number one, I was not a poshaya. I was not negligent. Shavuot shlo shalachti ba yad. I did not benefit from it without permission. Shivu'ah she'ena birshuti, and he also has to swear that the item pekadon is not in his possession. Which again, when the guy's torin ta'anat ganav, they make him make these three swears. Shivu'ah shelo pashalti, I was not negligent. Shivu'ah shelo shalachti bayad, I did not tamper with it, use it. Shivu'ah she'ena birshuti, it is not in my possession. My love, so the Gemara says, Shivu'ah shelo shalachti bayad, just like he makes the shivu'ah shelo shalachti bayad, I did not use it. Dumyad shivu'ah shena bershuti. Ma shivu'ah shena bershuti. Ki megalya milta di'ite bershute. Which means, just like when he makes the shivu'ah ena bershuti, ki megalya milta di'ite bershute, when it's revealed that indeed he is the ganav, it is in his reshut, he was the only torrent on that ganav, hayav, so he's going to have to pay kefir. Af shivuah shelo shalachti bayad. So too, when he makes a shivuah, I did not use it. Ki megalya milta d'shalach bayad. When it's revealed that he actually did use the item, the pekadon, hayav be hayav kefir. So that's a question against Rav Sheshat, which is mashma. Even in the case we actually used the pekadon, he indeed is going to be hayav on kefir. Amar le Rav Sheshat says no, lo shivuah shelo shalachti bayad. Dumyad shelo pashati ba. Ma shivuah shelo pashati ba. Ki megalya milta d'pashava. Patur mikefir, that we compare the case of The Shivuah Shalosh Shalachti Bayat, the case of Shivuah Shalosh Pashati. That just like when he made a Shivuah that I was not negligent, meaning if it was when it becomes revealed that indeed he was negligent, and that's why he got stolen, Patur mi kefil. He's going to be Patur because he himself did not steal it. It got stolen, but it was because of his negligence. So therefore he doesn't pay kefil in that case because he's really not the ganavi. He was just negligent that it got stolen. So too on the swear that he made, Shalosh Tachti Bayad, I did not use it. When he reveals that he indeed used the pekadon, Patur mi kefil, is going to be Patur from kefil as well. So therefore Rav Sheshad holds his grounds that again, Torrent Anad Ganav, if he sholeach boyad, if he used the pekadon before he actually made the shivua, he is indeed going to be patur. Comes the Gemara and says, Ba'e Rami Bar Hamma. Rami Mahaba comes along and has a question. And this is based on the halakha that we learned earlier, that a person, a shomer, that's kofer pekadon, and he swears falsely, and then he comes and admits that indeed he has the pekadon, so he has to pay keren, and the Torah punished him, that he has to pay chomesh, and he also has to bring a korban asham. However, if let's say the person is, that's where he's just kofir, the pekadon, right? He says, I don't have it. But if a person comes along and says, let's say, to'en ta'anat ganav, he says, I got stolen, and he swore, and then let's say witnesses came along and said, oh, he's the actual thief himself, so the law is he has to pay kefil. Now, we learned in the Braita above that let's say you have a case over here where a Shomer Hanam was throwing Tanat Ganav and a Pekadon, like we just said, and he swore, and then Edim came along and said that he himself stole, and if he has to pay Kefil, and then he himself was Modeh. So now, over here, he has to pay Kedin, Rahomish, and Hashem, plus Kefil, Lecha'ora. However, he is patur from the homish, which means once already he's modeh, which means he's toyin tanat ganav, Edim came along and said he actually stole it, he's chayav kefil, even if he's being modeh himself, afterwards and says, yes, indeed I did it, he does not pay only kefil, he's patur from homish, which means when you pay kefil, you don't pay the homish. The following question: by Rami Bar Hamma, Mamon Amahayebo Kefil Potro Mena Chomesh, or Dilma Shivua Hamahayibato Kefil Potarto Mena Chomesh? What exactly is the item here that is poter from the Chomesh? Is it a monetary item? Any monetary item that brings Kefil? So whenever there's kefil, you're going to be patur from homish. Or is it when there's a shivu'ah that would obligate him kefil, that's what was poter him from the homish. Is it the mamon or is it the shivu'ah? What item over here in the equation is poter the homish? The Gemara will explain and elaborate immediately. What's the case? He swore that Shomer Hanam got stolen. I swear he got stolen. He's trying Ta'anat Ganav. The Hazar V'Ta'an Ta'anat Avad. Oh. And then after that, he said, nope, actually it got lost. It was Avad, the Nishba, and he swore on that as well. Uba'u Edim Akamaita. And what witnesses came for the first Shivu'ah that he made? First Shivu'ah, as he said, he got stolen. And they come along and say, nah, that was Shivu'ah Cheker. They said, this guy had the Pikadon the whole time. He is indeed the thief himself. So at that point, he's Hayav Kefin. Vehoda Abat Raita. Then the guy himself, the Shomer himself, was Modeh that the second Shivu'ah that he made, that it got lost, was also Shivu'ah Cheker. Now on that, he's going to be Hayav for that Shivu'ah, a Chomesh. He's Hayav Kefil for the first and Chomesh for the second. So the Gemara says, Mai Mamona Mehayevato Kefil Potro Mena Chomesh. If you say that any Mamon that's Mechayev him, a type of monetary payment that's Mechayev Kefil, so you patur from Chomesh, V'achayev le Lave Kefila. So this guy's already Chayav Kefil. So since he's Chayav Kefil for the first Shavuah, he will not have to pay the Chomesh. Because any time you're paying any Mamon, any time you pay Kefil, there's no Chomesh. That's one way of looking at it. That's the Mamon. So it's the shivu'ah that brings a kefil payment, we be poter. And I'll say that this shivu'ah, the second shivu'ah that he made, the shivu'ah that he got stolen, it was a false swear, but that shivu'ah does not bring a kefil payment. Because that was a shivu'ah that got lost. And that shivu'ah does not bring a kefil payment. So therefore, on the second shivu'ah, he'll be chayav indeed for chomesh. Because it's the shivu'ah, only a shivu'ah that's going to be mechayev kofil. Since the second shivu'ah is not mechayev kofil, so indeed he'll have to pay chomesh for the second shivu'ah. At the Gemara answers, Amarava Tashema. Come and here we're going to bring a raya. Tashema amah dechad min hashuk. You guys tell somebody in the shuk. Hechad shuri shiganavta. Where is the shor that you stole? Ve'omer lo ganavti. He says, I did not steal it. Mashbi'achani, I'm making you swear. Ve'amar amen. He said, yes, amen. That's like a shivu'ah. Ve'aydim, ve'aydim, oto shiganavo. Then the witnesses come along and say, what? He indeed stole it. So mishalim tashlom kefil. Absolutely. That's why internet ganav b'shvu'ah. So he has to pay kefil. Ve'im hoda me'atzmo. But if the ganav, the shomer, actually he was modeh on his own before the witnesses showed up, mishalem keren v'chomesh v'asham. Exactly, he pays the regular keren v'chomesh v'asham. V'ahacha edimu demechaybele kefela. Now, in this case over here, it is the edim that are being mechayevim the kefel, not the shivuah, which means the chiyuv of the kefel is coming from what? From the actual geneva itself, not because he made a shivua, which means he would be chayav even if he didn't steal. Even if he didn't make a shivua, but the shivua that's bringing the kefil. The fact of the matter is, because witnesses actually are coming along and saying that this guy stole, so it's not the shivua that's bringing the kefil; it's the actual witnesses. Oh, at the end, Gemara says, "Hoda me'atzmo in." And what? Only if he was modeh himself. So then he's going to be hayav keren vechomesh and hasham, because modeh beknas patur. Aval hoda achad edim lo. However, if he was modeh after the witnesses came, he does not pay chomesh. Why? Because already once the witnesses came, he was hayav in kefil. Now, once you're chayav and kivah, now he's more there, it's too late. We're chayav and kivah, v'isal kadatach. But if you're going to say, shivu'ah mechayevet o kivah b'tadom en ha-chomesh, but if you're going to say, no, it's the shivu'ah that's mechayev the kivah, if it's coming from the shivu'ah of kivah, but any shivu'ah that brings kivah is potem mechomesh, amai hoda achar edim, lo. Why in that case over there is he not going to be chayav chomesh if he's modeh after the witnesses come mechti? Ha-shivu'ah lo mekayba lekefila. Again, the shivu'ah is not mechayev kefil. Again, when a guy swears that he did not steal it, it's not the shivu'ah that brings the kefil. It is the witnesses, the actual geneva itself. Tehaybeu chomsha. So in that case, it should be chayav chomesh. Indeed, is the mamon that any time once you're paying kefil, the Gemara's rule is you do not pay homage. Because again, if it was coming from the shivu'ah, when a guy makes a shivu'ah that was nignav, that shivu'ah doesn't bring the kefil. The Eidim brings the kefil. So Chaura, even in the case where he was modeh afterwards, he should have to bring. He should have to pay the homish, because this is a shivua that did not lead to kefil. It's the Eidim that does it. So it comes from the fact that Gemara says that if he was modeh, he does not have to pay. So therefore, you see that one. Because bottom line, once you are paying kefil, she says, once the Eidim mechayev you kefil, so therefore there is no chomesh payment. Shma mina, there is a proof positive. Ba'ei Ravina, now the Gemara has another question in the name of Ravina. Chomesh uchfila betre gavre mai. Okay, you have chomesh and kefil to do different people. What's the deem? We just said that a guy's not, a shomer doesn't have to pay the same guy two payments. You don't pay chomesh and kefil. That's only to one guy. But maybe let's say it's to two different people. Hechidame, what's the case? Konche masar shoro l'shne ben adam. guy gave his shor to two different people to do shomrim, shomrechinam. V'tanu botan adgarav, they both claimed that it got stolen. Had nishba v'hoda, one guy swore and was modeh after that he lied, so therefore he has to pay kerim v'chomesh v'asham. V'had nishba, and one guy swore again that the item that the shor got stolen, ubao edim, and then the witnesses came along and said what? He indeed was the ganav, and therefore the second shomer is hayav kefir. He didn't modeh, he got caught by edim. So now you have a situation over here where the first guy is hayav chomesh, and the second guy is hayav kefir. My miyamrin l'bahad gavra kapid rachman adel l'mishlem chomsha uchfeira ava betre gavri hain nishlem kefir ava hain nishlem chomsha odilma illa vehad mamona kapid rachman adel l'mishlem ala chomsha uchfeira v'achaname had mamonahu. Which means, how do you look at it? Do you look at it? Maybe the Torah was makpid. They don't want one guy to pay kefil and homish. But when it's two guys paying, maybe it's okay. Or do you say, no, in one payment, we don't want kefil and homish. And therefore, this is considered one payment. It's being made by two people. But in one payment of them, we don't want both. To that, the Gemara leaves it in a tiku. Good. You just told me that a kefil and a homish, you don't pay. What about two homishes? One guy paying two homishes, or one guy paying two kefils. Oh, how would you have a case? Hekidameh. So Gemara says a case. Sheta'an ta'anat avad. Venishba vehoda. Vechazar veta'an ta'anat avad. Venishba vehoda. First case is what? He swore two swears, and then he was modeh. First he was toin ta'anat avad, and then he was toin ta'anat avad again, actually, and he was modeh, and he was modeh twice. He made two shivuot, basically, and he admitted that he swore falsely on both of them. Oh, so if you say that, what, two chomish is over there? Iname kegon shita'an ta'anat ganav, v'nishba, uba'u edim, v'asav ta'an ta'anat ganav, v'nishba, uba'u edim. Or the case is, let's say, he was chayef two kefirs. He was toin ta'anat ganav v'shvu'a, witnesses came along and proved that he stole, that he was toin again v'shvu'a. And when this came along and proved this, I have two kefils. My, me, amrina tregav ne mamona, ka amar rahmana delo reshtalmu alabe, had mamona, vehacha had gavnahu. Do we say that? Maybe that was only makpid on two different types of payments, meaning a homish and a kefil. That the Torah doesn't want you to pay. But maybe when it's the same payment, two homishes or two kefils is okay. Odelma tre mamona, ma rahmana delo reshtalmu alabe, had mamona, vehacha nami tre mamona ninu. Or the enya is they don't want you to make two payments of any sort, even if it's the same payment. And two kefils is bottom line two payments. Two homages is two payments. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara answers it. Hashema de amarava da hamishitav Yosef alav haturad betav hamishiyot arbe lekeren hachma amina de Torah, by saying the hamishitav comes along and say that what? That for one item you could pay many hamishiyot. So therefore you see what? That the same hamishit you could pay several times. Similarly, we're going to say the same thing by kefil. The Torah was not makpid. The same guy could pay a few kefils. Now the Gemara goes to a subject that really is primarily in the second Baba Metziah, Daf Lamed Gimel. They're over there. Let's go back to review the case. So they have a Shomer Hanam. Back to our story, that was Torah in Ta'anat Ganav. Okay? But the guy did not want to swear. You have to swear that it got stolen, right? If he swears, he's patut, right? He swears it got stolen, he's off the hook. So what do he do? You know what? I'm telling you, it was nignav, but I don't want to swear. And he pays for the pikadon. He pays the guy. And what happened? They found the ganav. Now they found the thief. So the ganav has to pay the kefil. Now who does he pay the kefil to? So he has to pay the kefil to the shomer, because the shomer paid for the item. The shomer already paid for the geneva. So once you pay for the geneva, the owner is makne the geneva to the shomer himself. And therefore, he gets the kefil. Since he did him a favor, thank you for paying me. Right? You could have made a swear and gotten off talk. You paid me, I appreciate it. So then the deen is that we say, what, he's makne him the geneva. And therefore, if the geneva is found, he has to pay the kefil to the shomer himself. So now the Gemara has a different type of question. Teba'ua be'alim la'shomer, which means, let's say the owner went to the shomer. Regular case. Guy gave something to a shomer to watch. The be'alim come to the shomer. Hey, give me my item back. Vinishba. In this case, he actually swore and he's patur. Once the guy swears, he's patur. I swear the item got stolen. But you know what he said? Even though I swore on an oath, look, vishilim, but he paid the guy, he paid the guy back. He said, I'm going to pay you anyway. I'm going to pay you money for the item, even though I'm off the hook. V'ukara ganav, and then the ganav was found. Kefil limi. In this case, who gets the kefil? Abaye amal lebala pekadon. Abaye comes along and says, the bala pekadon, the original owner. V'naba amal lemisha pekadon itzlo. Meaning the shomer. Again, this case is a little different than the case in Baba Metziah. Baba Metziah, the case where he didn't make a shivwa at all. He just offered to pay. Here we're talking about where the guy actually made a shivua. I swear he was claimed. Where's my item? I swear it was lost. Oh, now they found it. And he said, oh, what, I'm going to pay you anyway. So he pays him. Now they found the ganav. Who gets the kefil? So comes the Gemara and says, what's the logic? The Baal HaPikadon gets it. Because once already the Baal HaPikadon, the owner, forced a shivua, meaning he had a tircha now, which means he had to bring him to Bet Din, he had to make him swear, so therefore he's not going to be makneh him the pikadon. Which means in a case where the guy on his own comes along and says, you know what, it really got stolen, but I'll pay you. Okay, you didn't burden the guy. You right away admitted that it got stolen, but still you're willing to pay. So the guy says, you know what, he's a nice guy. I'll be makneim the gineva. I'll be makneim the pikadon, wherever it is. But in this case, he says, where's my pikadon? I don't have it. Oh, I'll take it to Bet Din now. Oh, let's take him to Bet Din. He forces him to swear. He swears in the end, but he decides to pay. But since you forced him to swear, so that you caused the tirha to the bala pikadon, he is not makne the item. That's Abaye's logic. It looks at it very similar. Bottom line, he paid for it. He didn't have to pay for it. Once he swore, he was off the hook. He paid for it. So the Baal HaPikadon is makneh the kefil to the shomer. The actual machloket over here is how to make a diyuk in our Mishnah. Ditnan, we have a Mishnah in Baal Metziah. Mefkid etzel chavero bema ukelim. Person gave as a pikadon shomer hinam bema ukelim. V'negnevu o she'avdu. And what happened? Either they got stolen or they got lost. Now, Minadin, the Shomer Chaynam has to make a Shavua, and he's patur from Tashlumin. Shilem. Oh, what did he do? He paid. Velo ratzali shava. Interesting. He paid. He didn't want to make a swear. Share amnu Shomer Chaynam nishba v'yotze. Normally, a Shomer Chaynam just make a swear, and he's off the hook. Nimsa ganav. The ganav was done. Meshalem tashlume kefir. He pays kefir the ganav. Talachu machar meshalem tashlume avlam hamisha. And if he sold it, he has to pay 4 or 5. The miu mishum, who is the gonna pay to? The misha pikadon itzlo to the shomer. Oh, however, the sefer the mishnah nishba v'do ratzalishim. Let's say he swore and he did not want to pay. V'nimsa ganav, and the ganav was found. Mishalem tashlume kefil. Tashlum tabak u'machar mishum tashlum avar chamisha. The miu mishalem lebaal pikadon. He pays to the owner of the pikadon. In that case over there, where he just he didn't pay. Abaye deyik merisha. Abaye makes the yuk from the beginning of the Mishnah. Ravad deyik mesifan. The Gemara is going to explain the diyukim now. Abaye deyik merisha. What's the diyuk of Abaye? Diktani. It said, Shilem velo ratza li shava. Right? The case of the Mishnah was, he said, I'm not paying. I don't want to swear. Ah, tama de lo ratza li shava. Yeah, that's because he paid off the bat without being matiyah the guy to bring him to Beit Din to force him to swear. Ha nishba mashba that if he had to swear afal pi shishim, even though he ended up paying lemi mishalem lebaal pikadon, then already the baal pikadon gets the money, the kefir, because he's not makne the kefir. So again, Abaye makes the yuk from the resha only in the case where there was no shava bichlal. He just offered to pay immediately. Mashiach, if you forced me to swear, you were matriyah me. You took me to Beit Din now and I had to force you to swear, and yeah, it troubled me that I had to take it a Beit Din, even though you paid me after, it only came after I forced you to swear. Therefore, I'm not going to give you the kefir. That's the way Abaye is medayek from the Mesha Rava Dayik Mesefa. Why? What does it say in the Sefa? Nishba De Lo Ratzal Shalem. The case is talking about in the Sefa where the guy swore and he did not want to pay. The reason why it goes back to the Baal HaPikadon, because he didn't want to pay. Mashmat, Tama the Lotzal Shalem. Ah, Shalem, if he paid, Ava Pishon is right, even though he swore first. The Mim is Shalem, the Misha Pekadon, it's to, it goes to the original guy. That, the Pekadon meaning the Shomer, Kotrava, which means the Sefa Kotrava is the one, Nishba. He swore. And he didn't want to pay. Oh, he didn't pay, so it goes to the original guy. Mashma, if you swore and paid, even though you swore first, it goes to the Shomer. Abaye kashya sefa. Oh, how is Abaye going to learn the sefa? So again, Rabbah was bedek from the sefa. Nishba velonatza l'shalem. Yeah, nishba velonatza. Ha nishba velatza. But if he wanted to pay, so it goes to the Shomer. How is Abaye going to learn that? Amalak Abaye, Haki Ketarina, read the Mishnah like this. And this is the cover of the Mishnah. Nishba, Velo Ratza L'Shalem Kodem HaShivu'ah. If he swore and he didn't want to pay, meaning he didn't want to pay before he made the Shivu'ah. Ela Le'achar HaShivu'ah. He only wants to pay after he made the Shivu'ah. Leni Mishalem Le'bar HaPekadon. Which means, once already the guy makes the Shivu'ah, it's over. Even if he decides to pay, the Baal HaPikadon does not makne him the kefir, and that's the way Abaye will learn the sefer. Rava kacher resha. How is Rava going to learn the resha? Which means the way Abaye will learn the malach Rava. Hachi ketani. Read it like this. Shilem velo ratza la'amod b'shvu'ato. Ela shilem, which means the kavanah d'Rishna when it says shilem velo ratza lishava, it's mashma. He paid and he didn't want to swear. That's mashma. He didn't swear, and that's why he goes to the shomer. But Rava will make a deal like this. It means like this. Shilem, he paid velo ratza la'amod b'shvu'ato. Means the case of the way he did swear. He just paid. He didn't want to take advantage of the shvu'ah that he makes. He makes the shvu'ah, he's patur. Shilem velo ratza la'amod b'shvu'ato. Ela shilem, he paid. Oh, so in that case over there, lemi mishalem, lemi shepekadon. It's law. In that case over there, it goes to the shomer. That's the way Rabbah to learn. Because Shilem, even after he made a shivua, meaning Shilem, he paid, he didn't want to use his shivua, even though he swore. But he didn't want to take advantage of the shivua, even though he's patur. Shilem velo ratza la'amod b'shvuato. Don't read it Shilem velo ratza li'shava. No, he swore. He didn't want to use his shivua. But he swore. Well, in that case, when once he pays, even after shivua, quantanava, their money goes, the kefil goes indeed to the Shomer himself. So again, Mahloket, very famous Mahloket between Abaye and Rava, in the case where the Shomer, it was Nishba, the Shilem, who gets the kefil. Rava says the Shomer, Abaye says the Ba'al HaPikadon. Continues another case. Teva'uhu be'alim la'shomer. That case. Be'alim, go to the shomer. I want to go to the shomer. Where's my item? V'nishba. He comes along and says, it got stolen. Got stolen is patur. V'hu kara ganav. Now they found the ganav. So what happened? Teva'o shomer. Okay, so the shomer goes to the ganav. And he says, hey, give me the item. He paid for it already. Actually, he didn't pay for it. Let's go back. Let me read it again. Teva'u ba'alim l'shomer. Regular case. Give me back my item. Nishba. Nishba is patur. Finished. Ve'ukar ganav, they found the ganav. Who met up with the ganav? The shomer. The shomer says, hey, give back the item. Ve'hoda, and he was modeh. He says, you know what? I was modeh. I stole it. Teba'u be'alim, and then the owner of the item went to the ganav and claimed him ve'chafar, and he said, "What are you talking? I don't have it." Ve'heviu edim, so he brought edim. So interesting case over here. You have a case where first he was kofer, the ganav that is, was kofer, was modeh to the shomer and kofer to the be'alim. On a modeh, you don't pay kefir. But on a kofir, and then edim come, you do pay kefir. So the she'era is over here. Mi niftar haganav behoda'at shomer, or lo niftar haganav behoda'at shomer. Which means, does the shomer that caught the ganav, and the ganav was kofir to the shomer, does that take off the kefir? Or do you say, he's got nothing to do with it. It's not his item. He made a shivu'ah, That's finished. He's off the hook. But the item really belongs to the original owner. So what do I care if he was kofir to the if he's modeh to the shomer? The hoda'at to the shomer means nothing. Since bottom line, he was kofir begineva to the original guy, and the guy witnesses showed up after, he has to pay kefir. That's the Gemara's question: is the hoda'ah of the shomer stronger that he made to the shomer strong enough to take off the kefir or not? Amar Rava. So Rava comes along and says, "Im be'emet nishba." If when the guy swore, the shomer that is, that it got stolen, meaning it wasn't his fault, he was honest, meaning it got stolen, it's not his fault, niftar haganav hoda'at shomer, then indeed, when the ganav is moded to the shomer, the kefil goes off. And what's the logic in that? Because since the guy's an honest guy, the guy's really saying, listen, what do you want? It was beyond my control, it got stolen, which means, since he's an honest guy, we could assume that if the item was still in his reshut, the owner would still want him to watch it, because he's an honest guy. So therefore, in such a case over here, he's still considered the shomer on the pikadon, and therefore, the tivi'ah that he went to the ganav, is like the owner. Again, a regular shomer, he's obligated, if he knows who the ganav is, he's got to go after the ganav. So in this case over here, if he swore correctly, if he swore honestly, so you could assume that what? That if the item was still around, the owner would want him to watch it, because he's an honest guy. So therefore, in this case over here, when he goes to the ganav, and he catches the ganav, and he's modeh in front of the shomer, it's like he's modeh in front of the owner. Because the owner would want him to still watch, because he's an honest guy. Therefore, he's patur from kefil. However, in b'sheken nishba. But if the guy was actually lying, the shomer was, he said, I was ne'enas, it was an honest, it got stolen. But really, the geneva was not the honest. So in that case, lo niftar agana b'hoda'at shomer. So in that case over there, the shomer is not considered still an extension of the owner. The guy, he's a liar. He would never use them. He would never have continued this letting him be a shomer. So he's an outsider now. So when he goes and catches the ganav, and the ganav is modeh in front of him, you're nothing. The hoda'at to that type of shomer who's a liar is nothing. And therefore, indeed, he still has to pay the kefir. So it all depends if the original shivu'ah of the shomer was legitimate or not. If it was legitimate, meaning it was an honest, it got stolen. Oh, so then already, when he goes to claim it from the ganav, he's like the owner. The owner would still have employed him, because he's an honest guy. So it's like the kefirah was made in front of the owner. The kefirah was made in front of, I mean the hoda'ah. I keep on saying kefirah. Hoda'ah was made in front of the owner. Hoda'ah, there's no kefir. Mashenken, if the guy was a shakran, really, he wasn't honest. It got stolen, yes, that part of it is true, but he wasn't an honest. He was negligent. Oh, so therefore, the relationship between the shomer and the owner is severed at that point. And therefore, when he goes after the ganav, the shomer, and the other guy's more there in front of him, who are you? That hoda means nothing. And therefore, indeed, he still would have to pay the kefir to the original owner. Now, Rava has a technical question on this. Amad li shava b'sheker velo nihu. She's, let's say, the original owner came to the shomer, where's my item? And what? The guy was omed li shava b'sheker. He was about to, and again, same case as above, where the guy went to the ganav, and the ganav, the shomer went to the ganav was modeh to the ganav, and kofer to the original owners. Now, Amad li shava b'sheker, if originally the guy got up, the shomer, and he wanted to swear falsely to say geneva, velo nihu, but they did not let him, which means the shomer did not let him. So in this case also, are you going to say that he's, since he wanted to swear falsely, so therefore the hoda'ah that was done in front of him is nothing, or do you say, bottom line, he didn't swear falsely yet, they didn't let him. So therefore the hoda'ah that's made in front of him is considered, which means, if he swore falsely, you already told me he severed the relationship. Therefore, the hoda in front of him is nothing. But what about if he intended to swear falsely, and then he went to the, and they didn't let him swear falsely, and then he found the ganav, and the ganav was more there in front of him? Do you say on the intention alone to swear falsely that severs, and therefore the hoda is not hoda or not? That the Gemara leaves it in a tiku. That's the way Rava understood the question. Rav Kana Matniyaki, Rav Kana had a different version. I'm sorry, Rav Kahana had the version we just stated above. Rav Tabi Omer matne. Tabiyomeh had a different version, the following version. Ba'erava nishba l'sheker ma'u, which means his question was when mamash he actually swore the sheker, which means his safek was when he actually swore the sheker. What's the deen? Which means, in a case where the guy actually swore b'shekir, do you say that the relationship is severed? Which means, for sure, if you swore b'emet, then the hoda'a is a hoda'a. He had a shila, even maybe shekir, it doesn't mean anything. And therefore, the hoda'a is a hoda'a, even if he actually swore b'shekir. And to that, he left it in a take or coin to that girsa. And the logic is that even when he swore, the Shomer, that is, when he swore B'Sheker, I mean, he said it got stolen, and he was Anus, but really wasn't Anus, maybe he's still connected because we say, bottom line, he's going to regret at the end, and he's going to pay. And therefore, he's considered still a Shomer. And therefore, the Ganav that's more there in front of him is Patur from Kefil. So glad Gemara leaves it in a Safek and says, leaves it in a Tiku. So the Gemara continues. Tiba'uhu ba'alim la shomer. Okay, have a shomer, same case. The ba'alim come and say, where's my item? Bishilem. So the shomer, he paid. Which means he could have made a shivu'ah and he could have said it got stolen. The shomer makes a shivu'ah that the item got stolen. He's patur. Instead of making a shivu'ah, he said, I'll pay you. Now, once he pays, now they find the ganav, he gets the ganivah, because he paid for it already. Yeah. So Gemara says, v'ukara ganav. And they found the ganav. Utba'uhu ba'alim. So the ba'alim, the original owners, went to the ganav and said, hey, where's my item? V'hoda. And the ganav was modeh, yes, I stole it. Teba'u shomer, and then the shomer went to the ganav and said, hey, where's the item? V'chafar. And he was kofir. He said, I don't have it. V'hevi edim. And now the shomer brought witnesses to say indeed the ganav stole it. So get the case good. He was moder to the owner and he was kofir to the shomer. So it says, niftar ganav b'hoda'at b'alim olo. The Gemara's question is, do we say that since he was modeh to the ba'alim, and we know modeh biknas patur, and therefore since he was modeh to the ba'alim, now the shomer doesn't get kefir because he's modeh already? Or do you say it's not the ba'alim's anymore? Once the guy paid for it, what do I care if you were modeh to him? Bottom line, you were kefir to the shomer, and therefore you have to pay kefir to the shomer. That's the Gemara's question. So Gemara says, what's the Gemara explains the two sides. Mi amrinan matse amar le shomer le ba'alim. The shomer could tell the ba'alim, atun kevan de shaklitu lechud demeh. Hey, listen, since I paid you for it, istilikitu lechud me'acha. Get out of here. You're out of the picture. Therefore, what do I care if he was modeh to you? You got nothing to do with it. It's my item. Therefore, when I catch up to the ganav and he was kofir and I brought witnesses to prove that he had it, I get kefir. Or maybe the owners can tell the shomer, ki hechi de'at avat lan milta, just like you did me a favor by paying, you didn't have to pay, you could have swore and got off, you paid me, I also did you a favor, terhinan batar ganava, I went after the ganav to try to find the item for you. Shakalna anan didan uskol at didach, which means I took the money from you, now you take the ganava from the guy, which means I did you a service, which means I went, happens to be the guy was modeh. Okay, but bottom line, I saved you the tirha from going to find the ganav, just like you did me a favor, you paid me, I appreciate it, I went, I found the ganav for you, happened to be he was modeh. So there could be the hoda'a of the to the ba'alim is going to indeed protect him from the kefil. Good. Which means we still consider the Baal as a Baal Davar. He's still in the story. Because he's saying, I went after the ganav. You paid me nicely.
And you didn't have to do that. So I went after to try to get the Ganeva for you. So therefore the Hoda'a of the Ganav to the Baal is considered a Hoda'a to somebody that's still in the picture. That's Gemara answers Tiku. The Gemara really leaves that in abeyance for Eliyahu Hanabi. Now the Gemara goes and gives one more scenario. Okay. Let's just go discuss some laws over here. We know a Shomer Hannam, let's say. His Hayav, if he's a Poshaya, if he does something negligent. But Genevav Aveda, he is going to be Patur. Okay, if it got stolen, and he wasn't negligent, of course. It was honest, got stolen out of his control. Or got lost, nothing negligent that he did. So Gemara has a case, Itmar. Nigneva be'onis. Oh, guy was a Shomer Hannam, or even a Shomer Sakhar for that matter. And the animal that he was watching, let's say it was an animal, the animal that he was watching got stolen. Got stolen beyond his control. Listim mizuin. A guy put a gun to his head and took the animal. So it was out of his control to save it. So itmar nigneva be'ones. Okay? And what happened? The guy wasn't nishba yet. The shomer, if he would be nishba, if he would swear, he's off the hook. I swear that I got stolen. Goodbye. He's not bad. He didn't swear yet. Okay, what happened? Vehukar haganav. Which means they found the ganav. Okay, now once they find the ganav, so the ganav obviously has to pay. Amar Abaye, so we have a big machlok between Abaye and Rava in this case. Abaye says, "If shomer chinam hu, if the guy was a shomer chinam, ratza ose imo din, ratza nishba." Okay, what does this mean? If the guy is a shomer chinam, the shomer could make a din. What does that mean? He can make a din with the ba'alim, meaning he could pay the ba'alim. Ose imo din, go to the rishon. Here's the money for the geneva, and then he can go take the item from the ganav, or ratza nishba, or he can swear to the ba'alim, listen, I swear it got stolen, I'm off the hook, you go deal with the ganav. So shomer chinam, Abaye gives him flexibility. Again, either you could pay the guy off and go take it from the ganav himself, or swear that it was stolen, you're off the hook, let the guy go deal with the ganav. However, v'im shomer sakaru, but if shomer sakaru, meaning he paid to watch it, which means, in that case over there, he's hayav to pay the ba'alim. In that case over there, he has to pay the ba'alim, and then he himself will go get the money from the ganav. Now, why in that case? Really, Shomer Sakhar is patur, by the way. If Shomer Sakhar swears, I swear that it got stolen out of my control, it's patur. Why, when it comes to a Shomer Sakhar, do we tell him, you know what, don't swear. They found the ganav already? You pay the guy and you go after the ganav. So the reason they say is over here, is because since it was hukara ganav, since we know where the ganav is, and it's easy for the Shomer Sakhar to go to the ganav, listen, you are getting paid to do a job. Even though you were patur in such a case, if you would have swore, but you know what? Since it's easy for you to go collect, we're not going to put the tirha on the owner to go after the ganav. Therefore, we tell the shomer sakhar, in this case, you have to pay. You pay the guy, the owner, and you go fight with the ganav to get the money back. Even though if he would have swore, he would have been off the hook. But in this case, they found the ganav before he swore. So by shomer sakhar, we say, don't swear anymore. Or say a more deen, meaning do a deen with the owner, pay him, and then go after the ganab. Which means Abaye makes a chiluk between Shomer Hinnam and Shomer Sakhar. Shomer Hinnam, since you're doing it for free, has more flexibility. Do whatever you want. You want to pay, or you want to swear. You have an option. You want to pay the owner and go after the ganab, or you want to swear and protect yourself. But by Shomer Sakhar, you don't have that option. By Shomer Sakhar, you got to pay the owner, and you yourself go after the ganab. Rava argues in Abaye. Rava says, "Ehadze vehadze, ose imodin ve'enu nishba." So Rava has a different din. Rava says, in both cases, ose imodin, the shomer pays off the owner and goes after the ganav, whether it's a shomer hanam or whether it's a shomer sakhar. Lema pliga ad Rav Huna bar Avin. Let us say this machloket between Abaye and Rava is based on the story of Rav Huna bar Avin. The Shalach Rav Huna bar Avin, he sent The following halakha, nigneba be'ones. Okay, the item got stolen, ones, so the shomer would be patur. Ve'hukar ganav. Oh, im shomer chenam hu, if it's shomer chenam, ratza ose emudin, ratza nishba. Ve'im shomer sachar hu, ose emudin, ve'no nishba. So you see clearly this is going like a bayeh. That makes a haluk between shomer chenam and shomer sachar. So the chaura, it's dependent if they hold of this shita of Ravuna Barabin. No, don't get the Rav Huna's case involved in the machloket. His case is kegon shekadam v'nishba. That case of it is talking about where the shomer was nishba already before hukara ganav. So in a case where he was nishba already before they recognized the ganav, that's why he's not going to be chayav to pay. Because he's patur already from the shivua, right. Which means in a case where the shomer was nishba, I swear the item got stolen. Okay, then hukara ganav doesn't matter. Then of course he doesn't have to do anything. He's off the hook. Then the shomerim themselves will go after the go after the thief. So if we cannot bring it to ayah, so we want a case where still where he didn't swear yet. Do we make him swear or not after hukara ganav? But if he swore already from the beginning, then already he is indeed of the hook. So therefore, Shomer Sachar is going to be Hayav Litroa. When we say Shomer Sachar has to go be Matriyah himself, that's only talking about when did Abaye say that before he made a Shavua. But after he made a Shavua, then already in the Chirameh he'll be able to go and be Patur because he made the Shavua. So he says, Shomer Sachar Mechoyav Litroa the Paramel Agarab Afilu Keshegavad Nishma. Oh. What are we saying here? He's saying even after the Shomer Sachar made a Shivua, I'm off the hook. Doesn't matter. Hukara ganav, pay the guy. I swear right, doesn't matter. Pay the guy and you go after. She'afa pi shaya ones b'shat ha'geneva, akshav shikvar hukara ganav, v'yesh b'yado la'ashiv ha'pikadon ha'rekevar eno ones. Wow, which means once already it's hukara ganav, it's already like you're not, you know who the ganav is already. It's just like you're not an ones anymore. You're not off the hook. וכל שאינו אונס אינו בכלל חיוש מילתו, אבל שומר חינם שאינו חייב אלא בפשיעה, ושומר חינם is only חייב on פשיעה, so we can be more lenient. Once already he swears that he wasn't a poshaya, so therefore his shemira is over. So therefore, what is the Gemara really saying? Oh, so comes the Gemara and says that don't bring me an ayah from this case over here, because this case is talking about where he was kevad nishva. Oh, and what are we saying? That still we're going to make a chiluk between Shomer Chenam and Shomer Sachar. So the Gemara says, "Vehar ratza ose imodin rasa nishba kamar." Exactly. If you look at the statement of Rav Huna Bar Abin, it says that by the case of Shomer Chenam, ratza ose imodin rasa nishba. What are you talking about? If the case is talking about he was nishba already, how can you say either make a din, either pay or swear? If the case is talking about he swore already. So Gemara says, "Haki kamar, ratza shomer chinam omed b'shvuato." The shomer chinam can stand by his swear, meaning he swore already. He can stand by his swear; doesn't have to pay when he'll be patur. Ratza osei modin, or even after he swears, he can still pay. Angle, but somebody in the chinami that he made a shivua already. We are looking for the machlokas bayin rabba in a case where there was no shivua. Right, so therefore, don't bring me a raya from this case over here, because this is talking about over here, where it's kadam v'nishba already. Kodim shukar ganav. Therefore, he's not going to be hayav l'shalem because he's patur already from before. Comes Gemara and says, story. Rabba zute ba'ela hachet. Rabba zute had the following question. Nigneba be'ones. What's the case? Guy was a shomer. Got stolen from him, be honest. Okay. V'hezir ganav bebet shomer. Oh, interesting. The guy already was a shomer. It got stolen. The ganav then returned it back to the shomer's house. After already was nigneva. After already, seemingly, he's not a shomer anymore.
Right.
Once it gets stolen, seemingly his shemira is over. Now the ganav comes and gives it back to the shomer. And what happened? Umeta bifshia. Now it died as a result of the pishia, the negligence of the shomer. Now how do you look at it? Mau, meaning
the animal.
So comes the Gemara and says, "Mi amrinan kevan denigneva beones kal yale shemirato." Do you say once the animal was stolen beones, finish? He's not a shomer anymore.
Right.
Now, even though the ganav gave it to him back, I'm not sure, my shemira ends once it got stolen. You gave it to me back. This is a new story of it, and I wasn't employed to be a shomer for this item after it got stolen. Therefore, even if I was a posheya, he doesn't have a din of a shomer that is going to be hayav l'shalem. That's one side. Or do you say, or dilma kevan de'adre adre l'shmirato? Or do you say no? Bottom line, he returned it. So therefore, he goes back to his original state of shemira. To that, the Gemara leaves it in a tiku, which means the way he explains exactly. That's really how it is. So the way he explains over here is lefi abaye v'rabakot abaye nabah that we just read above. She shomer sachar, we say is hayav l'troach. He has to go after the ganav to get the, when it's hukar a ganav, he has to go to the ganav to get the money back to the original owner. V'day lo kalta shemirato. For sure, the shemira is not over. Which is according to Abayin Rabbah that said by a shemir sachar that even once you find the ganav, you have to go to the ganav and bring it back to the owner. Of course, you can have to get it, brought it to the shemir's house. He has to watch it. The question is according to the other rabbis that had a safek on such a case, or Rabbah Zute had a safek on such a case. Not according to Abayin Rabbah. Rabbah Bazar has safek that when he returns it, is the shemira still there or not? Okay, the Gemara leaves that in a tiku. Baruch Adonai Olam, Amen.